بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all that exist. And may the salah and salam be upon the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, the believers from his family and the noble companions and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. Continuing the explanation of Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 30. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. And remember when your Lord said to the angels, verily I am going to place generations after generations on earth, which means any khalifa, and we will explain that inshallah. They said, will you place therein those who will make mischief therein and shed blood? قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءَ وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ while we glorify you with praises and thanks and sanctify you. He Allah said, قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. I know that which you don't know. First of all, the address, and remember when your Lord, this is the Lord of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so the address is to the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. Now his saying to the angels is from the world, or are from the world of the unseen. Allah created them from light and assigned for them specific duties and various tasks. Some are in charge with the revelation, like Gabriel alayhi salam, others with the visitation and the rain, that's Mikael, and Israfil, charged in the blowing of the trumpet on the day of resurrection, and Malakul Maut, the angel of death, in charge of taking the souls of the children of Adam, in addition to many other tasks and functions. Then Allah said, he is saying to the angels, I am placing on earth a khalifa. Khalifa, what is a khalifa? First possibility, it could refer to that Allah makes from this creation of Adam those who will be in charge proclaiming the laws, calling to the Sharia and to the judgment between the creation. And this is not due to assign those by Allah, this is not due to ignorance on part of Allah nor incapacity, but he makes this as a favor from him, as Allah said concerning Dawood alayhi salam in Surah Sad in chapter 38 verse 26, Ya Dawood inna ja'alnaka khalifatan fil ardi fahkum bainan nas. O Dawood, O David, verily we have placed you as a successor on earth, meaning succeeding those before you, so judge you between men in truth and justice. So this is the objective. So he is in charge, succeeding those before him on earth, in charge of ruling in truth and justice between men. The second meaning of Khalifa is that they succeed those before them, successors to those before them, succeeding those before them, because the earth was populated before Adam. And we know that it was populated by the jinn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this respect in Surah Al-Hijr, Surah 15, verses 26-27, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ مِنْ حَمَئٍ مَسْنُونَ وَالْجَانَّ خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ مِنْ نَارِ السَّمُومِ. And indeed we created man from sounding clay of altered black smooth mud. And the jinn we created aforetime from the smokeless flame of fire. So here the meaning therefore of Khalifa would mean, this is the second possible meaning, is succeeding those before him. And we know that the earth was populated, yes, before Adam, and the jinn were before, because they were created before Adam. The third meaning of Khalifa, the third meaning, is that they succeed one another, generations after generations, meaning amplify, multiply. This dies, this comes to life. كل هذا محتمل, all of this is possible. However, the saying of the angels to Allah when they said أتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء, they said, will you place therein those who will make mischief therein and shed blood? This gives weight, more weight and preponderance, that Khalifa means successor to those before him, and that there were on earth creatures before that who shed blood and spread mischief. So the angels therefore are making this exclamation not in objection but to seek information. That's why Allah said إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, I know that which you don't know. I know that which you don't know, meaning the situation will change and will not be like before. Knowing that the successors will be from amongst them will be prophets, righteous, martyrs, truthful ones, and many other things which are not known to the angels. So they said during this course of conversation, will you place therein those who will make mischief therein and shed blood, while we glorify you, while we glorify you with praises and thanks and sanctify you, meaning we glorify you, and the glorification is to believe and declare that Allah is far above any imperfection and or defect, no defect in his perfection, and the third, no defect in him being in resemblance to creation, because resemblance to creation is a defect, and he is sanctified and he is glorified above that. So we have three types now of glorification. Defect in his perfection, and glorifying him from being similar to his creation. All of these matters, Allah is far above, absolutely far above any of these three types of defect. No attribute that has defect in it, Allah is far above being qualified by such an attribute. So this is absolute negation of defect. And also, there can be no defect in his perfection. Take for example Allah's ability. Allah's ability cannot be afflicted with incapacity or inability in any form or any way. His power cannot be affected by or cannot be linked to any type of weakness. His knowledge, perfect, cannot be described by any kind of forgetfulness and the like. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Qaf, chapter 50, verse 38, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُغُوبٍ. And indeed we created the heavens and the earth and all between them in 6 days, and nothing of fatigue touched us. Complete, perfect attributes. Nothing of fatigue touches. So his perfection cannot be afflicted with any type of defect. As to the resemblance of the creation, Allah is far above such defect. Allah says, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Nothing is like unto him, and he is the all-healer, all-seer. In Surah Ash-Shura 42:11, and in Surah An-Nahl 16:74, فَلَا تَضْرِبُوا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْثَالِ. And don't set similitudes or parallels to Allah. It is considered to be defect, meaning resembling Allah to the creation, because making preference or excellence, comparing the perfect with the defect, makes the perfect defective. Comparing that which is perfect with that which is defect makes the perfect defective. As the poet says, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ السَّيْفَ يَنْقُصُ قَدْرُهُ. Don't you see that the rank of the sword is diminished? إِذَا قِيلَ إِنَّ السَّيْفَ أَنْبَى مِنَ الْعَصَى. If it is said that the sword is sharper than the stick. So if you say someone has a sword which is sharper than the stick, this makes it clear that the sword is bad one and it's nothing. Then they said after the glorification, نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ بِحَمْدِكَ, meaning a glorification that is accompanied by praising you, O Allah. So therefore this statement now comprises glorification above defect and affirmation of perfectness by using the term Alhamd, نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ, because Alhamd, praise, means describing the praised one with perfection out of love and magnification. This is the meaning of hamd. So when you say alhamdulillah, you're praising Allah. This means describing Allah with the perfection which He is qualified, out of love and magnification. And this is a very important condition, out of love and magnification. If there is additional description of perfection, then you call it thana, loudness. The evidence for this is in the authentic hadith concerning Surah Al-Fatiha. In this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I divided the salah between me and my slave into two halves. If he says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, all praise is due to the Lord of all that exists, Allah says in response, you see, this happens while we recite the Fatiha. Allah says, Hamadani Abdi, my Lord, praise me. وَإِذَا قَالْ, and if my slave says, الرحمن الرحيم, the most beneficent, the most merciful, this is additional description of perfection, then Allah says, أَثْنَى عَلَيَّ عَبْدِي, my slave lauded me. And in this statement back again, look at it, while we glorify you with praises, there is a negation for defect, of any defect, and this takes a place before affirming the perfection. Why? In order that perfection falls upon a place, quote unquote, free from defect. Free from defect. On a state free from defect. That's better. So then they said, while we glorify you with praises and thanks and sanctify you. وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكْ تَقْدِيس, meaning purification. And this is a matter additional, extra to glorification. Because glorification in Arabic, this means, and it's good to say this, so we know what it is, it's called tanzih, glorification, declaring that Allah is above any defect and or imperfection. This is called tanzih. Because tanzih renders, tanzih renders something free and vacant, is a state, a vacant state, free. And then taqdis, purification, taqdis, purification is an extra thing, is an extra thing. That's why we say in the dua, the opening dua in salah, Allahumma ba'id bayni wa bayna khatayai kama ba'adta bayna al-mashriq wal-maghrib. O Allah, distant me and my from my sins as you have distant between the east and the west. And then comes what? This is vacating. Mubaada. This is distancing, rather. This is distancing. Distancing yourself from your sins. Then comes what on after that? The saying in the dua, Allahumma naqqini min khatayaya kama yunaqqa thawb al-abyad min ad-danas. O Allah, purify me from my sins as the white garment is purified from filth. This is vacating. This is vacating, freeing. Then the third one, Allahumma ghsilni min khatayaya bil ma'i wal thalji wal barad. O Allah, wash me from my sin, wash off my sins off me, wash the sins off me by water and snow and hail. So this is seeking to be washed after the purification, while in order to remove any remaining thing completely. To remove any remaining thing completely. So in this case, the person in this dua combines tanzih, declaring Allah free from any defects, and then purification, meaning purifying his thoughts from any minute thinking concerning imperfection, completely washing it out from his thoughts. Contemplate these words with the dua which you just heard. Then here they said, we glorify you with praises and thanks and sanctify you for you. لك ونحن نقدس نحن نسبح ونحن نسبح بحمدك ونقدس لك. لك, this term لك, this is for particularization. So therefore it denotes ikhlas, sincerity, and it is also used for what is known in Arabic as istihqaq, deserving, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worth to be purified, declared the pure from every imperfection. So Allah responded to the angels in this conversation, قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون, I know that which you don't know. Meaning concerning this Khalifa, those who will succeed one another, generation after generation, and multiply that from them, there will be the righteous, the trustworthy, the martyrs, the prophets, the messengers. Now, from the benefits of this verse, number one, affirming the saying to Allah, the saying, al-qawl, the attribute of saying, and that it is with letter and sound, meaning that Allah speaks with the letter and sound, and this is the creed of the Salaf from the companions and their successors and the scholars of guidance after them. Now we say that Allah speaks with letters because, take for example, إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةٌ, I am placing a Khalifa on earth. Now we know what Khalifa means. So these are letters. And then we say that it is that he speaks with voice because he is talking to the angels, addressing them in that which they can hear. Affirming the saying to Allah in this manner, with voice and letters, is from the greatest attributes of perfection to Allah, meaning affirming to Allah that He speaks whatever He wants universally and legally, whatever He wants and whenever He wants, whatever He wants and whenever He wants, in the way and manner He wants. So everything that takes place in this universe is existing by the word kun, be, because Allah says in Surah Yasin 36 verse 82, إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون. Verily his command then, or when he intends a thing, is only that he says to it be and it is. And all this universe, Allah intended it universally, preordained it. As to his legal saying, then this means his revelation revealed to his messengers and prophets. And from the benefits of this verse is that the angels have intellect, this is so because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed them and they answered, and it is not possible that Allah's speech is addressed except to the one who comprehends and understands. And similarly, their response is because they heard and they comprehended. And why we affirm this? We affirm that they have intellect and they speak and they converse in order to respond to the people of deviation who say that the angels are only symbols of power of goodness, and that they are not qualified with intellect, and that they are not bodies that can speak and hear. All of this is false, refuted by the book and the sunnah and the consensus of the ummah. Thirdly, from the benefits is affirming the actions to Allah, meaning that Allah does whatever He wills, whenever He wills, and in the manner He wills. This is a very important matter, affirming the actions to Allah. He does whatever He wishes, and whenever He wishes. And in the manner that He wishes. And from the people of deviation and from the people of innovation, there are those who deny this matter to Allah, claiming that actions are events, claiming that action are events and occurrences, and that events occur only in or fall or befall only on events. So according to them, Allah did not rise on the throne, He does not descend to the lower heaven, He does not speak, He does not come on the day of resurrection. So because they say that actions are events and occurrences, and they don't befall except in something which is an event, and therefore we cannot say that to Allah. They come to you in the form of tanzih, glorification, and in this way they nullify the attributes of actions, the actions of Allah, and that He, Allah, does not come, He does not become pleased, and that He does not become amazed, and that He does not laugh. This claim is false from different angles. First angle, such a claim is in opposition to the texts. Such a claim is in opposition to the text, and whatever is in opposition to the text, then it is rejected. This is the first angle. The second angle, this claim cannot be taken for granted, because events can occur with the one, the first, who is not preceded by something. Third, the fact that Allah acts as He wishes is from His perfection and from His perfect attributes. Why? Because the one who does not act, either he is unknowledgeable and does not intend, has no intention, or is incapable, and all of these attributes are in all reason or by all reason rejected to be qualities of Allah. So it's amazing how those people were taken to such conclusions from the angle, or from their thought rather, that they are purifying Allah above every imperfection, while to the effect and reality what they are attributing to Him through denial of this, of His actions, is utmost defection. Then you believer, be thankful to Allah on saving you from such claims of the innovators, and ask Allah to cure them from this affliction. The fourth benefit, the children of Adam succeed one another in accordance with one of the meanings that we described earlier, the meaning of Khalifa. And this is true, this is happening. Look at us, you will find a person who is 100 years old accompanying one who is 1 year old, and accompanying those between these two ages, between 100 and 1 year. And this is from the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if people were to stay after being born to keep staying on earth, then the earth will not accommodate its population, and nothing of the affairs will be upright, and there will be no mercy to the children, and then no authority on them, and many, many more of nullifying rather many more of the beneficial matters for man. From the points of benefit, benefit number 5, is that the angels busy their times with tasbih and taqdees of Allah, and all of this is worship, because they said وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ, and we praise you, we sanctify you, we glorify you with praises and thanks, and we sanctify you, O Allah. Sixth point, that the angels don't like mischief on earth, because they said to Allah, you will make therein those who will spread mischief. seventh point, that for a person to describe himself with goodness is no problem as long as it is by way of information, not by way of pride. Where is this taken? The evidence for this. It is the evidence when the angel said, while we glorify you with praises and thanks, and we purify you, we sanctify you. So therefore it is possible for a person to describe himself with goodness. It's no problem as long as it is by way of information and not by way of pride. This is similar to the hadith. This is similar to the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ana sayyidu wuldi adam wa la fakhr. I am the master of the children of Adam, and no pride, with no pride, no boastfulness. This hadith is reported by Ahmad and Tirmidhi, and also by Ibn Majah. The hadith is authentic due to its various chain of narrators, of narrations. Al-Albani rahimahullah said its chain is sahih, is authentic. So here the Prophet ﷺ, although he spoke good about himself, but not by way of this false pride. However, if the pride is intended and purification of oneself, then this is not permissible, because Allah says in 53:32, فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. And don't sanctify yourself or purify yourself. While he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so ascribe not purity to yourself. هو أعلم بمن اتقى. He knows best him who fears Allah and keep his duty to him. And from the points of benefits is the great magnification of Allah by the angels. The great magnification of Allah by the angels, all combined in the single statement when they said, while we glorify you with praises and thanks and sanctify you. And the ninth point of benefit of this verse is making clear the perfect knowledge of Allah. Making clear the perfect knowledge of Allah. And this is in the last statement, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and I know that which you don't know. Which you know not. This brings the end of explanation of verse 30. I will stop here inshallah to answer some questions, and then we'll continue verse 31 and 32.